This is Twit.
According to heart rate monitoring program used with the Apple Watch, Cardiogram, and the University of California, San Francisco, they did a heart e-health, I'm sorry, a health e-heart study. 6,000 participants using Apple Watches, but engineers from Cardiogram trained a algorithm to predict AFib based on the heart rate that the Apple Watch was receiving. Now, we know the Apple Watch does a pretty good job of heart rate, but apparently, according to this study, it detects heart rate irregularity with 97% accuracy, which is not good enough for diagnosis, but certainly a good start towards a screening tool or a tool that might say, hey, you might want to go see the doctor. Yeah, you're doing a little bit of stuff here. That's interesting. This is not something Apple ever pushed as a potential feature of it, partly because you need FDA approval for something like that.
Better to have partners do
that. Yeah, let them do that.
But data, data, data. If you collect data, you can analyze data, and the better you can analyze it, the better services you can provide.
Right.
And not helping someone to have a outpatient procedure in next month instead of a quintuple bypass in 6 years, or to be taken off a plane feet first, is a very positive feature.
Yeah.
A lot of people might be willing to pay a 20% premium for that feature.
Well, our own Jeff Jarvis has suffered from AFib. He recommended, and I bought, a little device which I'll carry around with me at all times called the Cardia, K-A-R-D-I-A. And it's an EEG, EKG in a piece of hardware that you pair to your phone. And it actually does a whole EKG that you can then send to your doctor for reading, or their doctors. They have a service that you can pay for to read your EKG. So that's even an even better solution. The problem is that people who have arrhythmia don't have it all the time necessarily. It hits them suddenly. They can't record it, but the watch can be continuously recording and kind of give them some information which they can pass on to their doctor. And then, of course, they would go on and get an EKG. Apple is apparently, this is a rumor, working on a diabetes treatment tech for the Apple Watch, but it would be via a smart band. This comes from
Jonathan Geller rumor. You know.
Good or bad? Is that good? What does that mean?
I mean, back in the day, he had tons of leaks about Blackberries and Apple phones and things. I don't think he's done leaking in quite a while.
But he's a boy genius. Really, yeah.
He's the boy genius.
He's the boy genius?
Yeah, the titular boy genius. Yes.
The titular boy genius? Is that why he's hiding his face? Okay.
We've heard about this several times. I mean, every time this rumor comes out, it's breaking exclusive, and we've heard it 3-4 years going on now. And it's super interesting because that's one of the silver bullets in wearables.
Sure.
And the smart bands is interesting because there is a mini lightning port in every Apple Watch, but it's sealed up for diagnostic use only. And it's interesting to me, like, how would Apple do it? Would they unseal that port? Would they have some sort of mechanism to connect the smart band? How would they handle, I have so many legacy bands. How would that all factor into it?
Yeah,
but I'm glad they're pushing this sort of technology forward.
Yeah.
That's a good question, particularly because a device like that would probably require a prescription. So it would not be out of line for, say, well, actually, you're going to have to take your watch to your doctor and they will ship it out. And then 5 days later, they'll ship it back with this actual intelligent glucose reading band on it.
Yeah. Of course, Google has been long rumored to be doing I don't think it's a rumor, a similar thing with a contact lens. But that's just as much vaporware as this one.
Looking back 5 or 10 years from now, it's going to be super interesting to see how this stuff all played out.
Yeah.